Well, CJWW is proud to support Riley Taylor in concert. He's bringing the Small Town Hometowns Tour to the Capitol Music Club. That'll be on Thursday night with KL and Jordan Pollard. Jordan's in studio with us this afternoon. Hey, Jordan, how are you been keeping?
I'm great. How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, it has been a while. Always glad to have you. You're going to be a part of that show on Thursday. Before we get talking business, let's talk some hockey. You watching the Stanley Cup playoffs at all? Or
gosh, I was watching last year, but not this year.
Not so much this year.
No, so much this year.
The reason I ask is you were at the Bandits game in Lloydminster, cheering them on.
Yeah, so. My little cousin's on the team, so always got to support the family.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're wearing the colors and everything. You're right into it. That's why I thought, I wonder if Jordan, it might be a thing of Jordan that I don't know about, that maybe she's this big hockey fan that I didn't know about.
I'm not very athletic. So I kind of stayed on the music side of things growing up, but I love going to watch my nephews play.
And cheer as loud as you can when you get there, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm the in-house O Canada singer if I'm there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You just got back from Nashville?
I did.
Yeah. How was the trip down there?
It's always amazing. The food's great. The hangs are awesome. So many of my friends live down there, like Shantaya. I don't know. I'm sure you're familiar.
Well, of course, yeah.
Spiritwood. And there's quite a few other artists that are Canadian that are down there. So it's nice to go and visit with them and write some songs, eat some good barbecue. Always such a blast.
Do you have a favorite? This is Tourism Nashville now. The restaurant edition with Jordan Pollard. Is there a favorite spot in case somebody's going down to Nashville?
It's not necessarily it's Nashville itself that has Cheesecake Factory, but I love Cheesecake Factory. I'm such a lover of cheesecake. But Martin's Barbecue is also great. Some people may beg to differ. There's about so many.
Well, everybody's
places.
Got their own taste, but this is a Jordan Pollard favorite.
Yeah,
spot.
Martin's is great. I love the atmosphere. I tried Bar Taco this time going down there, which is Mexican. It was so good.
How about artist bars? Is there a certain spot that you would go? Because let's face it, every recording artist in Nashville has their own bar. Is there a favorite one that you'd hit up?
I haven't been to all of them. I really did like the vibe of Ole Red. I went and saw Shantaya play there, and it was really cool. But I love Lainey Wilson, and that bar's so neat. They have the big disco ball bell bottoms.
Cool. That sounds about Lainey Wilson.
So
yeah.
Cool, yeah.
That's pretty neat. Now, I think you answered my question already. When you go down to Nashville, you is it Shantaya that you normally spend a lot of time with, or is there a certain a songwriter or certain people down there that you go to see in particular to get some songs written?
It's kind of just a big group of people because everyone's so busy. They have their own shows, their own other rights, and their own lives down there. So it's kind of a mix. I think I had like 6 or 7 rights with a whole bunch of random people, a few new people, and some old friends. So
maybe a songwriter that you know, say, and they kind of ask the group, hey, do you mind if this, Jordan's in town, do you mind if she shows up and maybe she can lend a hand writing a song? Is that how something like that works?
That totally happens sometimes. Yeah. I first start out by messaging every single person that I know that lives down there and see who's available and then just make a schedule from there.
Throw a line in the water kind of thing and see if you can get any bites right on. Well, there's a lot of people going to be biting on this one, picking up tickets for Thursday night's concert at the Capitol Music Club. Riley Taylor, what do you know about him?
I know he loves to have a good time.
Yeah.
And he's a great singer-songwriter. He's from New Brunswick. He just got off tour with Kit Moore as well as Owen Riegling and just released an album about 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be a really fun show. He'll be telling the stories behind his songs, how he got his start in music, and then KL's opening the show as well as me. So it's going
to
be great.
That will be cool. And the other thing to know is, in music, nothing happens overnight. You might be hearing Riley Taylor's name for the first time, but in 2021, he won the Boots and Hearts, which if you can win that talent contest, that's a pretty big deal. So that was in 2021. Here we are 4 years later. You talk about the new album and he's getting his tour together. He's putting on a great show. But so there's Riley Taylor. There's KL, as mentioned, and yourself. Now, talk about your new single to country radio.
Yeah, my new single is called The Reason, and I released it in January along with my second album. So there's 7 songs on there. And this song's super fun, super upbeat. upbeat, very, very pop country leaning, which I've always loved growing up listening to Shania Twain and Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood. So it's very much in that realm, and it's a super fun spring, summertime song. So if you're looking for something new to add to your playlist, go check it out. It's called The Reason.
Yeah, so where do we find your music? On any platform?
Any platform. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or CJWW.
Yeah. We got it.
I'm so pumped. Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, Jordan, thanks for stopping by. And we look forward to seeing you and the rest of the crew on stage this Thursday night. Capital Music Club, that's the spot.
Thank you so much.